welcome to the Daily Info Oxcast. It is our weekly events podcast all about the most exciting and fabulous events happening in and around Oxford.
And diverse events as well. I've got events including ice cream, opera and Oscars.
I have got deconstruction, improvisation and wildlife.
Don't
Not
turn
so
off
catchy.
Yet.
I'm panicking about it, but it's fine. I'll kick us off with a brilliant play that is on as part of the Oxford Fringe tonight, which is called Contractions, and it's at the Old Fire Station from tonight until Saturday. Contractions is written by Mike Bartlett, who is actually an Oxford born and bred. He went to the Abingdon School and is now an award-winning playwright. I don't know if he's still around, but I quite like that connection. Mike Bartlett is an award-winning writer, and he won a Best New Play Award from the National Theatre, and you might have also seen his acclaimed show Earthquakes in London, which is at the Playhouse a few years ago and was on a big tour. But Contractions is the show that's on as part of the Oxford Fringe, and it's a black comedy about the way big companies invade their employees' privacy. Mm. So it's two women, and it's about one woman having a relationship with a man colleague, and her and her manager sort of going through what that means to the company and her relationship and her lifestyle and so on. And it's brutally entertaining, apparently, but really great twist as well in it at some point. And it's at 7 p.m. tonight until Saturday, and directed by local director Miriam Higgins, who also directed The Lover at the Fringe last year.
Any relation?
No relation, but I'm a fan, obviously, just because of the name. So great text, exciting team, and it's part of Oxford Fringe until Saturday, one not to miss.
Or tonight you can go to some heavy rock at the O2 Academy. Drend are back in Oxford. They were at the O2 in May last year supporting Miles Kane, but this time they're headlining. They're a Derbyshire two-piece, and they just won the NME Award for Best New Band. And for two people, they make a lot of noise and create a pretty raucous show, I think.
I feel like their name should be Drend. It feels like it should be quite onomatopoeic.
Yeah, for sure. There's lots of heavy riffs and grungy feedback and, like, dirty noise distortion, and they're going to be supported by the Bohicas, who were in Ibiza last summer supporting Franz Ferdinand, and they're just up and coming as well, so it should be a really good gig. It's tonight at the O2 Academy.
They were also at the Art Bar for the Gathering Festival last October, and apparently that was insane.
Just
as
went
well.
Mental.
Really, really crazy. Really, really good fun. I think they're really ones to see live for sure. Back to theatre, and at the Oxford Playhouse
on the other end of the musical spectrum
on the other end of the musical spectrum there's a West End musical for you to enjoy this week. It's called Betty Blue Eyes, and it's set in 40s era Britain, and it's based on a story by Alan Bennett and Malcolm Mowbray and their 1984 film A Private Function. So if you know that film, then this is a stage show version of that. If you don't know it, you'll know Alan Bennett, and you'll know Northern, and it's fun. to sum it up. So obviously, being based on Bennett, it's full of humour, but it's also jam-packed with really, really catchy tunes. There's over 20 different songs, which is really great. And it's all about poking fun at post-war Britain. It's in 1947, just before Elizabeth and Philip's royal wedding. So that's kind of what it's building up to. And it also features a really cute pig puppet, which plays a central part. You can find out more, or if you know already, you'll know the role the pig plays, but it's really, really cute. If it sounds like your kind of thing, then that's Betty Blue Eyes, and it's at the Playhouse until Saturday. Check Daily Info for the various performance times.
If you're interested in the 40s as well, I've got another 40s themed event coming up later in the podcast.
Stay tuned.
The Oxford Communist Corresponding Society, I don't know if you knew about them, but they are going to be having a talk at the Mitre tomorrow night. It's called Philanthropy, a Study of Bourgeois Power, and I think it's going to be a lecture slash rant followed by maybe a discussion, and I think it should be entertaining and enlightening if nothing else. It's at the Mitre pub on High Street from 7:30 on Thursday. Something a little bit different there.
And people are all saying with the election and people need to start engaging with politics, so you could be joining the Oxford Communist Corresponding Society if you feel like taking a stance in any direction.
Yeah, there are quite a few new lectures and groups and things that we've seen popping up on the events listings, I think, since the European elections. People wanted to do something about it. So lots of other events as well on Daily Info.
Back to the Oxford Fringe, and I have got another Fringe pick of the week for you. This is a brand new one-act, one-woman play based on the life and work of scientist Rosalind Franklin, and it's touring the UK at the moment and stopping by to take part in the Oxford Fringe. Rosalind Franklin's experimental work on DNA structures helped Crick and Watson win the Nobel Prize, but her work was essentially not really recognised for years and years and years, and now this new play is celebrating her achievements and telling the story of her life. And so it's not just a play about being a woman scientist and what it's like and was and is like being a woman scientist in science. It's also about research methodologies and ambition and success and a whole kind of world presented. The tour's also been funded by the Arts Council, which is a great achievement for the company to have funding, but also kind of puts a sort of seal of approval element on a show, so you can kind of know it's probably going to be really very, very good. It's called An Extraordinary Light, and it's at the Old Fire Station Thursday to Saturday this week, at different times each day, though, so do check the website.
Definitely pick the right audience for Oxford, I think, for this one. Definitely lots of scientists who'll be interested in that. But you've also got some dance, Anais.
Dance starting tomorrow on Thursday. It's a new piece by local company Dugout at the Pegasus Theatre, and it's called Deconstructed. That's D-constructed. Dugout are an intergenerational and inclusive dance group with dancers who are adults, but they're of all ages and all physical abilities, and they work together to create pieces. So they have workshops you can learn, and then they present something as well. Their latest show is at the Pegasus, and it's starting tomorrow, and it features several dance pieces which explore how we create meaning and craft our own identities. So on one level, it's a dance show about dance and how you can create meaning and share meaning through dancing, but then it's also about dancers and individual experience and how you can share stories through movement and your body.
And it's all shown through the medium of dance.
And all through the medium of dance. We love meta. Meta dance is definitely up there in our favourite things. But also, there's going to be people of different physical abilities doing this, so it's going to be sharing a lot about the different individuals' capabilities and what that can mean and what that can feel like. So it should be really interesting. And brilliantly, this dance show, it starts at 7:30 p.m, but it's then followed by a DJ set, and everyone can get up and dance with the dancers. And the DJ is called El Dorado, and it's in fact Euton Daly, the former artistic director of the Pegasus Theatre, who just pops up as El Dorado.
That's awesome.
It's brilliant. Bring your dancing shoes. I think loads of dance shows should. There was the Night Ball as part of Dance and Oxford Festival, which was a sort of dance show, and then you could get up and take part. But, you know, you see dance shows, and it does make you want to move and dance. And
you get inspired.
And a really inclusive group, so you're not going to feel, you know, scared. It's going to be brilliant. Really good fun. That's Dugout and Deconstructed at the Pegasus on Thursday.
Highbrow section of the Oxcast now. Garsington Opera's 25th anniversary season is starting on Friday. Now, if you don't know about this, it's a black tie opera that's in just over the border into Buckinghamshire, but it's really close. It's sort of near Lucknaturn, if you know on the way to London. This year, they're going to be showing Fidelio by Beethoven, Werther by Offenbach, who wrote the Can-Can, and The Cunning Little Vixen by Janáček. And they show the three operas on different days over the season up until the middle of July, so it's on like all days of the week. It's such a magical setting as well. It's in a pavilion that's set up in the grounds of Wormsley Manor, which is the most beautiful estate. They've got like a deer park and a cricket pitch and cricket pavilion and this huge house that you can't even see because it's so far away. And yeah, it's absolutely stunning. They also have a 90-minute dining interval in the middle of these operas, so you come along and you either bring your own picnic or you can buy one of the Jamie Oliver picnics in advance when you go there, and then you can just sit out on the lawn or in one of the marquees drinking a champagne from the champagne bar, and then you go back in for the second half of the opera. It's very, very civilised.
And it's all black tie, it's all very, very fancy.
Oh yeah, everyone's dressed up. The tickets are, now they are pretty expensive, so it's £130 to £180 for the normal tickets. But for those of you who are under 35, I would massively recommend joining their under 35 scheme. So there's a waiting list at the moment. But for the 2015 season, you'll be able to buy two tickets at £30 each for one of the Garsington Operas during the season. And so it's a massive discount, and it actually makes it really, really affordable for, you know, students and people like that as well. But it is like such a beautiful setting and really just something you have to experience at some point, I think.
And the tickets are really expensive, but the shows are also just out of this world. I think last year one of them had a huge storybook that was the size of the stage, but like a pop-up storybook that built the set.
Yeah, they turned over a page and a house popped out of it, and it was Hansel and Gretel.
And fancy cars as well. There was some really expensive car that was featured.
I think a new Jaguar that wasn't even out yet or something.
They
and
spend
Chanel
a lot of your ticket money on creating really bombastic, exquisite shows. It's out of this world.
Yeah, for Hansel and Gretel as well, they had all these birch trees lining the stage, real birch trees on the stage that they have to take down and when they put up one of their sets for the other operas. So it's just insane. It really is. But yes, Garsington season is running until the middle of July, and there are still tickets available for all of the productions.
Another area for beautiful, exquisite outdoor events is the Hillen Centre, which is an outdoor education centre just outside of Oxford, kind of towards Cumnor. And it's 62 acres worth of countryside with woodland and ponds and streams, and also home to the Forest School, which is an outdoors approach to early learning. Essentially, it's really beautiful and a really inspiring place with lots going on. And one of its goings-ons are a workshop, which is on Friday from 5 till 7, on storytelling. and it's a workshop for those who work in education, so teachers or teaching assistants, and it's £30. It's being led by Jules Pottle, who's an experienced teacher, who's going to help you develop your skills in storytelling and story mapping and games. Obviously, this is slightly narrower audience for this event than some of our events might be, but it's worth talking about because it's the Hill End Centre and they do loads and loads of good stuff. So if you're a teacher, you can go along, pay £30, improve your storytelling and learn how to integrate storytelling into your lessons. If you're not a teacher, you could tell a teacher, or you could just find out more about the Hill End Centre and the other stuff they've got going on all year round.
Yeah, they have some really interesting events at the Hill End Centre. I think they did an outdoor screening of the Blair Witch Project in the woods on Halloween, in the dark, I think. And yeah, all sorts of interesting events happening all the time.
On to Friday, nearly the weekend.
Yes, and I promised ice cream at the top of the show. There's going to be a gig in G&D's.
Why didn't they do this more often?
I know, there's been a few interesting venues for gigs recently. I think there was one at the First Floor Restaurant, but this one's at G&D's, the one on St Aldate's, George and Delilah. It's James Bell and the Half Moon All-Stars, who are gigging around Oxford all the time, local heroes.
You'll see them with very colourful glasses. Those glasses that don't have lenses, just have slits in.
Yeah.
They wear those a lot. That's like their trademark look.
They're supported by Robots Ones and Claire Lemaster, which I really hope is her real name, because that's insanely cool. It's on Friday at 8 o'clock and it's completely free, so you can just sit in G&D's listening to some cool music and eating ice cream.
Delicious.
Great start to the weekend. More local music now though, and this is a new festival that's going to be in Oxford in September. We were at the launch a few days ago and they were telling us all about it. It's called Oxford Oxford.
So good they named it twice.
Oh, that was going to be my line.
Did they make that joke at the presentation?
They didn't, no.
They really should get onto it because everyone else is going to be doing it.
There we go, hopefully we're the first. It's a really interesting festival, so Oxford Oxford in the name, they are planning to make everything really, really Oxford based. So for example, their bar is going to be run by the Mad Hatter pub, they're going to be getting beer from Witchwood Brewery, coffee from the Missing Bean, and G&D's are going to be making a bespoke ice cream for the festival. Now it's over 3 days and it's going to be in a big top circus tent in South Park. And the first day is cinema, they're going to be showing Alice in Wonderland and an interactive version of Grease where you can get up and sing and dance. And they're going to have locally made shorts in between the features as well.
I was going to ask, where's the local coming to that day?
Yeah, exactly.
Very nice. Then, let's make one. You laugh, but we will.
Oh no. Then music on Saturday, and they've only announced the local act so far. So there's going to be Dance of La Plage, Pixel Fix, and local hero Gaz Coombs. And there's going to be some other big headliners as well that they haven't announced yet. And then on the Sunday, it's going to be a community day. So they're trying to get as many groups involved as possible from the local area to be able to sort of exhibit their stuff and, you know, just let people know about what they're doing. So if you're interested in that, you should definitely get in contact with Oxford Oxford because they're still looking for lots of groups to get involved.
More the merrier.
Tickets for the cinema day are £16.75, music £32.50. But there's also going to be a limited number of weekend tickets at a cheaper price for people with an OX postcode. So look into that as well. And it's really nice to have music back in South Park. I don't know if you remember when we were younger, there was the Party in the Parks where you'd have like sort of Blue and
back in the day,
the Sugar Babes and things. And this is going to be a little bit more local and hopefully a little bit more cooler. I think it's coinciding with Brooks Freshers, so it'll be busy as well. But yeah, really exciting, nice local based festival that's going to be coming in September.
And I guess we'll be talking about it in the workup. The more information comes out, the more we'll let you know. I am going back to the great outdoors with the Oxford Festival of Nature. The Oxford Festival of Nature is taking place Friday and Saturday this week, mostly in Cutterslow, which is in North Oxford, just eastwards from Wolvercote. The festival starts on Friday with a talk on how hedgehogs can save the world, which is by local writer and ecologist Hugh Warwick. After learning about the hedgehog's superpowers, then there is a walk to discover bats with bat detectors along outside in Cutterslow Park. And if it's not too late past your bedtime, then at 10 p.m. there's a chance to trap moths as well. That's until midnight.
So why do you want to trap moths?
The whole evening. I did think that sounded a bit cruel, but I think you didn't release them. I think you then can examine them and learn about them. I actually went on a bat detecting walk with Hugh Warwick at Wood Festival back in May this year. And although it was a bat walk, he did talk quite a lot about hedgehogs, and he's clearly very enthusiastic and very passionate and knows a lot about them. It was a bit too early and I think a bit too noisy when we were looking for bats because there was about 50 of us, including lots of kids and twigs breaking. So be quiet, shh, and you might find some bats. There's lots going on in Cutterslow Park on Saturday as well as part of the festival, including lots of activities and talks on wildlife, lots of fun. And the Oxford Festival of Nature is run by the Berkshire, Buckinghamshire and Oxfordshire Wildlife Trust, so find out more about them if this is your kind of thing.
They're also looking for staff at the moment. They've got running an ad on Daily Info.
Or work for them. Speaking of ads on Daily Info, we have got ads for all kinds of jobs, but also ads for places to stay if you're looking for accommodation or if you want to advertise a spare room.
We've also constantly got lots of new reviews coming up onto the site of all the events that we're talking about in the Oxcast and many, many more.
You can also look through our Oxford guide, which has got information for residents and tourists, for students, for everybody. Go to dailyinfo.co.uk.
We've also just released a new version of our beautiful map, and you can see a link to it on our homepage. Now back to the other 40s event that I spoke about earlier. Co-owner of The Fishers in North Hinckley, Jo Ames, is publishing her second novel, Not Only the Good Boys, and it's set in the year running up to D-Day. And so she's having a 40s themed launch for it.
At her own venue.
Exactly.
How useful.
Well, Friday will be the 70th anniversary of the Normandy landings, and so they're having an event on Sunday afternoon, 12 till 6, and there's going to be a barbecue, live music, and then readings from the book with actors in period costume and cool hairstyles, I'm sure. It should be a really nice afternoon, and hopefully the weather will hold out for it, and a lovely setting as well.
Gorgeous. And for some more deconstruction, I promised you deconstruction, I gave you one deconstruction, and now there is actually more. This is Othello Deconstructed, which is the Oxford School of Drama show, which is going to be at the North Wall from this Saturday the 7th to Saturday the 14th of June. I saw their third year's performing Anna Karenina at the Pegasus earlier this year, but this show is with their one-year course acting students. And instead of being at the Pegasus, they're at the North Wall. But generally, all their shows are really very good. The Oxford School of Drama has been actually rated one of the top acting schools in the world.
Wow.
Despite it being fairly young and small, it's really up there. And so instead of presenting this Shakespeare show, Othello, in a straightforward or traditional manner, the actors are tackling the play and its themes and making links with their own lives. So from what I've understood from the stuff I've read, they're going to be sort of showing you the story and the plot, but then I think occasionally actors will break from character and share something from their own experiences or make a link between a certain scene and their own experience or their thoughts on what Desdemona or Othello are going through. So kind of breaking the fourth wall and kind of taking you in and out, which I think sounds like a really interesting thing for actors to be doing, but also for an audience. It should be an interesting new take on Othello and kind of presenting it differently and making new links. You've got loads of chances to see Othello Deconstructed as it starts 7:30 p.m. this Saturday the 7th and goes all the way to the 14th. And I would definitely recommend seeing an Oxford School of Drama show, whether it's this one or a future one, because they're always very, very good.
Cool, and Oxford Pride is back.
Oxford Pride is back for its 12th year.
Wow.
They've organised various talks and socials over the last week, but it's this Saturday that we'll see the main events, which includes a parade through the city centre and then all-day partying on the Oxpens Field next to the ice rink. The parade starts at 12 p.m. on Core Market and Ship Street and then makes its way over to the Oxpens Field, where from 12 till 8 there's going to be live music, including the Thames Valley Gay Chorus and a Pink tribute act called Practically Pink, which will be really good fun. She's on twice, I can see why. She looks great. Oxford-pride.org.uk, which is the Oxford Pride website, also has loads of information all year round on the various Pride community groups, LGBT events in Oxford, and lots of help and advice on sexual health or reporting hate crime and that kind of thing. So it's a really brilliant resource, not just when it comes to the Pride Festival, but all year round. If you do want to take part in the festival, though, that's from 12 p.m. this Saturday.
And coinciding with Oxford Pride, the Phoenix Picture House, in association with the LGBTQ Society, are presenting a series of films aiming to challenge our understanding of gender and identity. The first one is on Sunday, and they're going to be screening Tomboy, a French language film, which is about a young girl who plays football and wears vests and things like that, and one afternoon after moving to a new neighbourhood is mistaken for a boy, and she just sort of goes with it. It's a really, really well-respected and regarded film. If you care about these type of things, it's got 97% on Rotten Tomatoes. Really, really high.
My friend wrote a dissertation on gender, and that was like one of her sources.
Oh,
wow. It's currently really brilliant.
Yeah, it's going to be followed by a really interesting panel discussion as well with politician Sarah Brown, musician C.N. Lester, who we talked about on the podcast before, journalist Fred McConnell, and psychology lecturer Meg Barker. So a really interesting mix of people there. And within the film series at the Phoenix, they're also going to be screening Boys Don't Cry, which features an Oscar-winning performance by Hilary Swank as a trans man in 90s Nebraska, and that's on Thursday the 12th. And Breakfast on Pluto on the 15th of June, which stars Cillian Murphy as a 1970s Irish trans woman in a place where there's obviously a huge conflict between religion and society and sexuality, and he is incredible in this role. He just completely disappears into the character. You wouldn't see Cillian Murphy, and it is a really, really excellent film. So find out more about those on the Phoenix website.
Really great films and nicely put together for a relevant season.
Absolutely.
On to Monday, and the university term will be ending shortly, which means that the Oxford Imps over the summer months will be disappearing and we won't have their regular Monday slot at the Wheat Sheaf, which is why I'm telling you about it now in case you haven't been this term so far, because they've only got two more dates. So that's two more dates to see local student improv comedy troupe do their own kind of take on the style of shows like Whose Line Is It Anyway? So they develop a whole theatre show, kind of a whole evening's entertainment around audience suggestions. The Oxford Imps recently celebrated their 10th anniversary at the New Theatre, and they do brilliantly in Edinburgh every summer. So if you haven't seen them yet, they've got two gigs left this term. That's Monday the 9th and Monday the 16th of June. If you don't make it this term, then you're guaranteed they'll be back in September. They start at 8 p.m. every Monday of the university term at the Wheat Sheaf, but you're recommended to go from 7:30 to get a seat because they're very popular. And tickets are only £3.50.
And last event of the week, Annie's, I've got your Tuesday sorted for the next 3 weeks. Burlesque Masterclass at the Jericho Tavern from 7 till 9.
I don't need a masterclass.
There's not a huge amount that I could find out about this, other than they would say that you'll learn how to be a teasing temptress, and I don't know whether you need to bring your own tassels. You might have to inquire about that.
This has been the Daily Info Oxcast. We will be back next Wednesday around the same time with loads of different events happening in and around Oxford. Until then, you can see the website, dailyinfo.co.uk, for all sorts of information about Oxford.
You can also follow us on Twitter, @Daily Info Oxford, or find us on Facebook by searching for Daily Info Oxford.